Blog Talk Radio.
What a great week it already is, and it's just getting rolling.
I know. I am so excited about this week for so many different reasons. Let me play you a real quick little message from Sharon Black, and then I'll get back and we'll talk about why I'm so excited this week.
All right.
Hi, this is Sharon Black in Smith Center, Kansas. Take a break with Jean and Mary weekdays at noon Eastern Time on blogtalkradio.com, Be Unique Radio. Be Unique is a magazine and also some other venues like coffee or tea and other things that you can discover on beunique.com or org. B-U-N-E-K-E. It's a variety of great stories written by writers who care about the world. Be sure and call in to the show. Take a break with Jean and Mary. What's phone calls? What's your phone calls? You will win prizes. Thank you.
That's right. We do want you to call our show. What's the number, Jean? Oh, Jean, I lost you, man. Okay, while Jean finds his way back to the show, I'll tell you the number.
No, here, here I am. Here I am. I had to run and find my glasses so that I could tell you. And I've got my glasses on, and
you know what? You could have just said my dog ate my homework. We'd have been fine with that.
Well, call us at 516-418-5651. Thank you, Mary.
And if you're listening to this as an archive instead of listening to it live at noon Eastern time, email us at contactjeanandmary@gmail.com. And you can win prizes. We have given away, in fact, I just realized that's one of the reasons I'm excited. I get to go digging in our treasure chest today and find a great gift to send to Eko Nari over in South Korea. She won last week's opportunity. And I have to get that out in today's mail because it will take several weeks to get to her. But this week's trivia question, I have a question and I have a hint. So the question is, because last week's question was, what is the largest man-made object on Earth? And, you know, there was a little confusion because I made a mistake. I thought you could see it from outer space. You can't. But the answer was the Great Wall of China. Well, I thought I'd stick with the theme of what's the largest. What's the largest fish in the ocean? So the hint for today is because even though this is the largest fish in the ocean, it feeds on plankton and it travels large distances to find enough food to sustain its huge size and to reproduce.
Wow.
So, it's a big fish.
Largest fish on Earth.
The largest fish on Earth. And
all
tomorrow
we'll give another
hint.
Uh-huh.
And
if you
know
the answer to it, give us a call at 516-418-5651. Or contact Jean and Mary at gmail.com.
Yes. And I know that people are listening to the show. I can see it in our statistics. I'm always excited to go back and look at our archived shows and, you know, see how many people have listened to any particular show. Only one person listened to Global Shout-Out, David. That's fine. You know, we have a lot more listeners. I mean, our dynamic duo's got a lot of listeners. We have nine. Our Happy Thoughts and Joyful Vibrations show, we had over a dozen. We had a baker's dozen.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm excited anytime I see that people are listening, because then I know that we're not doing it wrong, you know.
There's so much really excellent stuff forthcoming with on the Gene, Take a Break with Gene and Mary that, like, the word's going to spread. I know that.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. It takes a minute. And we do have a gift for every week. I posted on social media. I have a trunk full of gifts, and we have more gifts coming. One of our regular sponsors for Be Unique Radio is the Little Green Oasis, and she says she has some stuff she wants to put in our treasure chest. And
nice.
I know that Jean has some things. I need to make a connection with you. I'll connect with you this weekend over at Green Gables, because Be Unique will be there. So if you want to bring your goodies, and then I'll put them in the trunk, and then I'll have them whenever it's time to mail them out.
Sounds good. I'll get them together.
Awesome.
Go ahead.
I know. I'm just so excited about this week. There's so many exciting things happening. But we need to stick the topic. You know, we only have a few minutes left in the show. The show that we haven't started, it's so weird. We got another 8 minutes before the show's over.
Well, but you know what? I got to tell you, all the years I had to designate myself a break and force myself to stop doing what I was doing just to take a breath and a little bit of a rest, I almost never had enough time. I almost always had to punch back in or get back to it before I was ready. So... Well, you know, and then also
today, you're supposed to be talking
about music.
Yeah, we're supposed to be talking about music that we like. Not the music we don't like, but the music we like.
Well, and see, that's an especially cool topic for not getting started early, because everybody already has music they like. So everybody listening out there is already on board halfway through the show.
Yeah.
They already have something they like.
I would love to have somebody call in and tell us what their favorite song is, or what's on their playlist, or,
please,
you know, who's their favorite singer.
How about
this one? What was your first concert? I already know the answer, but what was your first concert, Gene?
My first real life concert was Neil Diamond back in the 70s. It was at the University of Wyoming Fieldhouse, and my dad took me. I was in fourth grade. I fell in love with rock music at that point.
My very first live concert, I was 18. And it was 1973. And my concert was Three Dog Night.
Oh, sweet.
I had gone to Mobile, Alabama at the time. I was a newlywed. And I had only graduated high school 6 months before I got married. And I went with my new husband at that time to visit his grandparents and his cousin took us to a concert. I don't know how we got tickets the last minute, but we did. But
that's awesome. So
do you remember
a Three Dog Night song? Do you have a favorite Three Dog Night song?
One is The Loneliest Number.
Ah, yes. Very cool.
What about the last concert you've gone to?
Oh, my goodness. Other than like a couple street concerts over the last 30 years, like in downtown kind of thing, but as far as going in, it's got to be Green Day. I took my teenage daughters to Green Day.
Wow.
And they, about 10 years ago or so. And it was fun because all the young kids there were looking at me real funny because I know all the words, including the F-bombs in the lyrics, you know. It was a multi-generational bonding moment. So
nice.
Excellent.
The last live concert I ever saw. Been a while. I have to stop and think. I want to say it had to be Hall and Oates. And
really?
my current husband took me there. I want to say it was like Valentine's Day. And we just went out to dinner and then went to listen to Hall and Oates. It was really cool.
What fun. I've always enjoyed their music. Just it's got good beat, makes me want to dance a lot of times, you know.
Yeah.
Usually about fun
and
stuff.
I would say my favorite Hall & Oates song would have to be Your Kiss Is On My List.
That's a good one, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
But they're all good songs to sing along to.
Sure.
I want to give our phone number. Exactly. Okay. I want to give our phone number because we only have 3 more minutes if anybody wants to call the show. 516-418-5651 or contact Jean and Mary at gmail.com if you want to get in on the conversation about music, if you want to give us an idea for some topics. We've got some really cool topics coming up the rest of this week.
Beans. I want to talk about beans. One of my favorite topics. Beans saved an entire civilization of people, and it's, you know, it's healthy. It's anyway, go ahead. I'm already starting on that.
There's
so much fun stuff to talk about.
You could sing a song about beans if you wanted to.
Sure.
Tomorrow we're going to talk about what happens when trees hug you back.
Oh, yes.
And then we're going to talk about, the next day, I know that I've got it slated for month-end madness, but I think we might change that topic and talk about beans. I like the idea of talking about beans because there are so many beans.
Oh, my goodness. I want to tell you, I had my daughter received some beans that she ran across over a period of time, and she said, "Now here, somebody gave me these beans. Would you like them?" And I looked through them, and there must have been 2 dozen different kind of beans. And I started looking them up as far as what they were. They were from all over the world. Some of the beans I'd never heard of were actually staples of other people's food. You know, it's pretty cool stuff. But I guess that's a topic for another day. Sorry.
It is. Well, it's a topic for one day this week. We're going to talk about beans. And we'll talk about, you sent me some great ideas. And one of your ideas really started me thinking about another idea, which is why I love taking a break with you. 15 minutes really and truly isn't long enough because we're basically at that 15-minute point right now. I do want to talk about, you know, coffee or tea. I want to talk about riddles. I got some great riddles for you one day. That might be next week. But I want to talk about, you know, you had said coffee equals nectar. How many different kinds of coffee are there? And that made me think about different ways that you can grow coffee and how it affects the environment.
Oh.
And you also talked about plastic and great ways to do something to ease up this plastic pollution we're dealing with.
Uh-huh.
Cats and bats, you know.
Yeah.
And when I read cats or bats, I thought, oh, we do a great show about groups of animals. Like,
yeah.
I'll give you a real quick, let me just pick one here. Grasshopper. A group of grasshoppers is called a cloud or a swarm, depending on how it's used. And did you know that ducks have, like, I don't know how many different designations. Let me look real fast because now I have to look. Ducks on land, ducks on water, or ducks in flight. They're all called something different. Yes.
Excellent. So, I can't wait. That's fun.
These are all fun stuff. And everybody who calls in to get in on the conversation or just to say, I like this, I don't like this, you guys are crazy, why don't you quit talking or talk about this or that or the other, gets the opportunity to win a gift every single Friday. And if you want to know what our gifts are, go check out Be Unique Magazine on social media. We have pictures on Jean's page, my page, or the Be Unique page. But
we're all over. And call us. I was just sitting here thinking, if you want to call us, if you have interest in having us broadcast one of our radio shows live from your location, give us a call and let's talk about it. Because we're going to be taking this Be Unique on the road at some point. Yeah, we can start talking about it.
That would be really cool. And
I'm so excited. Sometime.
I didn't even have a chance to talk about all the things I'm excited about. But you know what? It's okay. I'm going to play our exit button, and it's going to tell
all
you
right.
some of the stuff that we might talk about this week, next month. And then I'll be able to, maybe tomorrow I'll tell you some of the exciting things. Oh, tomorrow's Tuesday. Yes, I think I'll have a surprise for you tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll just hold that under my hat for the moment.
All right, sounds
and
good.
Hey, Jean.
Yeah, Mary?
What are we going to talk about tomorrow?
The sky's the limit, but since we only have 15 minutes, why don't we talk about quantum physics?
Nah, that's too simple.
What do you want to talk about tomorrow?
Rocket surgery and brain science have been talked to death. What do you think about the color green?
I think it's great. I'll talk about green any day.
Jean, what will we talk about tomorrow if nobody calls the show?
Maybe we can talk about yard sales or maybe the fact that nobody called the show. Hey, Mary, are you ready for tomorrow's trivia question?
I sure am, but I think this time I'll give the answer at the start of the show and let our callers come up with the question.
That's awesome. Great idea. And we can talk about our favorite Be Unique stories, psychics, colors, trees, what trees think about people.
Quantum physics, rockets to Mars, Be Unique documentaries, cat's whiskers.
Well, cat's whiskers, I would like to know more about, I think, because I know nothing at all about them, and I do know some cats.
These are all some of the topics we might cover on weekdays at noon on Be Unique Radio when you take a break with Jean and Mary.
Jean and Mary. And you know, if we aren't talking about something you want to talk about, you could always call in
516-418-5651.
That's right. Check us out at beunique.org. That's BUNEKE.org.
See you tomorrow, everybody.